Last month, a Montana federal judge shook up the infrastructure industry when he vacated a widely used Corps of Engineers permit. This month, the judge amended his order to rein in its reach. Now nationwide, Permit 12 can be used for installation of non-pipeline projects such as cable, electric, and internet. But the judge left in place an injunction against using the permit for building oil and gas pipelines. Montana Federal Judge Brian Morris is presiding over three active cases challenging the Keystone XL pipeline. In the one at issue now, environmentalists allege that the Corps of Engineers violated the Endangered Species Act when it granted a fast-track permit allowing the pipeline to cross hundreds of bodies of water in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. In a previously recorded interview, Sierra Club lawyer Doug Hayes explains.
What they did in this case was use a streamlined approval process called Nationwide Permit 12 that really precludes public review and circumvents, you know, a transparent approval process.
Last month, Judge Morris invalidated Nationwide Permit 12. There was an immediate outcry. Turns out that permitting process is used for thousands of infrastructure projects, as well as routine maintenance and inspection of existing facilities. TC Energy and the Corps of Engineers asked Judge Morris to stay his order pending their appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. On May 11th, the judge denied that request but amended his prior order to enjoin only new oil and gas pipeline construction. Doug Hayes lays out the next steps.
The Army Corps has to engage in further environmental review, further consultation under the Endangered Species Act before it can reissue Nationwide Permit 12 itself.
Hayes says there's another permitting process TC Energy could apply for under the Clean Water Act, but the company chose instead to try for a streamlined process. In the other two cases, the judge heard arguments last month and has not yet issued orders. Judge Morris will decide if the president had the authority to permit the pipeline to cross the U.S.-Canada border, and he'll determine if the project violates treaties and land and water rights. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.